Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ, brought to you by Crossnor School and Children's Home, where miracles happen every day. Crossnor.org. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Our guest this morning on Local Focus, and let me start by saying I have been looking forward to this ever since we put it on the calendar. Back with us again here in the studio, local author and historian, Terry Ruskin. Good morning, Terry.
Morning, Mark.
Great to have you here with us again, as always.
Always nice to be here.
Our interviews are always so informative. You've got a new book out, and we've got a book signing coming up tomorrow.
Saturday.
I keep thinking today's Friday. It's on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Historic Courthouse. We'll talk about that book signing here in just a moment. We'll let everybody know about that. But let's talk about this new book of yours. You have the most informative. I love your books. This incredible history of Henderson County in Western North Carolina, and there's a new one out, Images of America, Henderson County. Talk to us about this, Terry.
Well, Arcadia Publishing asked me for years to do such a book. They already had one on Hendersonville and on Flat Rock and on the Carl Sandburg home. They wanted a countywide book,
yeah,
the entire county. And I don't believe anyone was willing to tackle that. They kept asking folks at the Genealogical Historical Society and the Heritage Museum and whatnot who they would recommend, and my name kept coming up. But I had a conflict of interest because I was already doing books with their competitor, the History Press. And then, lo and behold, a couple of years ago, the History Press and Arcadia Publishing merged. So that removed the conflict. They asked me again, and I agreed to do it. I thought it would be a cinch, because basically these books are photo-heavy and text-light. The number of photos they allow are up to 240. So I started dumping. I have thousands and thousands of photos that I have amassed that I've borrowed from people and scanned, sites that still exist that I have photographed, aerial photographs that I have commissioned to be made of certain areas that are best seen from the air. And I started dumping into a little file on my desktop, just dumping, you know, to represent every corner of the county. And I ended up with over 500, and I thought I was being very selective.
Uh-huh.
So then I had to glean from those. It was tough.
I was going to ask, how does one make those decisions when you have to take half of the photos that you have away? And you've already thought you've done a good job as it is.
It's painful,
yeah,
and it's frustrating.
Mm.
But I believe I did justice to the entire county. Of course, we had to pay a lot of attention to the county seat. And I didn't want to use photographs that were already in the book on Hendersonville.
Right.
And I have a number of books out about sections of the county and on the transportation of West North Carolina. I did not want to repeat those photos or that information. So this was an opportunity to publish some of the photographs I have that have not been published under my name before. And by the way, a lot of the photographs in this new book have never been published before. Some of them haven't seen the light of day in decades. They've been stored away in shoeboxes and albums and in attics and trunks. And I borrowed a lot of those from folks who have come to trust me that
right,
I'll take good care of their
right,
precious mementos. And I take them home and I scan them, and a lot of them have cracks and creases and foxing and other problems. And I adjust those. I make them as sweet as possible. And then we take it from there to the publisher. And then I had to come up with all the captions, but I was limited to 15,000 words. Now, the History Press, typically those books are 75,000 words.
Okay.
And as you know, I'm not a person of few words.
Right, exactly.
And this heritage here is so complex, so rich, so layered. It's difficult to be concise about.
Right.
But when you have a contract and you have to do 15,000 or fewer words, 240 or fewer photographs, I mean, those are the rules,
yeah,
and you play by them, and we did it. So, and I'm pleased with it.
So let me ask you this. You know so much about the history of Henderson County. Did you learn some new things in putting together this book?
I'm always learning new things,
yeah,
and I'm sure there's a lot more to learn.
Yeah.
And I make friendships along the way.
Yeah.
Folks that I wouldn't meet if I didn't have this obsession about learning and unearthing a lot of these facts and maybe disproving some of the things that are lore. See, I don't write fiction.
Right.
I enjoy fiction. I enjoy hearing stories. But that's not my genre. I write historical nonfiction, so everything has to be sourced.
Uh-huh.
I have to prove it through documentation.
Sure.
And
Well, let's talk about some of the pictures that you have here already. And I have to ask you about this one. I have to ask you about Big Jim, the world's largest hog. There's a picture.
The world's largest pile of pork.
You have a picture right here. Tell us about this.
Well, that pig made a lot of money for its owner, Mr. Gibbs. In fact, they say Gibbs's house was the house that pig built.
Oh.
He schlepped it around the country to fairs and carnivals and charged a price for people to guess the weight, and hardly anybody guessed the weight. And he made a lot of money doing that. And that pig lived to be a ripe old age. And thank goodness they never ate it. Mr. Gibbs buried it on his property.
Big Jim died of natural causes at the age of 15.
Yes. And he reached the ultimate weight of 2,415 pounds.
My gosh. My gosh. Billed as the largest pile of pork living. I just think that's amazing. Again, some of your here's another one. You talk about former Times News columnist Steve Black. Steve Black, who helped you.
He was a hoot. Steve gave me a lot of tours, and a couple of times we walked up and down Main Street, and he told me what was. So I'm always looking beyond the surfaces. I want to know what was there before, and there was a lot there before. This even Main Street is layered and layered and layered. You know, the old harness shops and brothels. He pointed out where some brothels were. But then he said, I've made arrangements for us to go down into the old teenage canteen, which was an arcade under the sidewalk in front of the building, the old bank building that now has Postero Restaurant.
Right.
And he got us permission to get down there. And he pointed out where the pool table was and the ping pong table and the dance floor and the snack bar. And he even remembered the names of the ladies that worked at the snack bar. And then he told me a rather funny story. He said, you know, those glass blocks in the sidewalk, and, you know, they're just glass tiles now replicating what was, but they used to emit light into the space below. Steve was a little guy, for those of you who don't know him. Well, he got rather large as he got older, but he was not tall. And he used to get his buddies to hoist him up on their shoulders so he could look up through those glass blocks, because he said he wanted to see through up ladies' skirts
and
dresses. But he said those dang blocks of glass were so frosted you couldn't see a dang thing. So, you know, and that was just one of the tours that he gave me. And thank goodness, you know, Steve is gone now.
Yeah, yeah.
God rest his soul. But and a lot of these older folks, you know, the older folks are the ones that remember a lot of the history from way back when. And I'm very grateful that they're willing to meet with me and that I can record that information before we can't get it from them any longer.
Well, we are so fortunate for your infatuation with our history. I have to ask you this one, too. We were talking about this off air. This picture of this smelling machine.
Yes, that was invented right here in Henderson County by Luther Shipman. And his slogan was, I made it to replace my coon dogs because I got mad at them for chasing fox trails instead of coons. And it's a contraption that looks like something from an old sci-fi movie. It's got, you know, wires and gears and all sorts of things on it. I've got a picture of that in here.
That cracks me up. What are some of your other favorite photos that you've got in this book right now?
Well, of course, you know I adored Louise Bailey, and she was one of my mentors. And I have a little family section on Louise and her daddy, old Doc Howe, and her husband, Dr. Joe, and her biological mother. A lot of people, she never wrote about her, spoke about her. But she told a few certain friends what happened there. And I came across a picture of her biological mother in the Baker Barber collection.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, it's one of five from the Baker Barber collection that I included in that book. I don't know if I could pick a favorite.
I know. It's probably here. I'll have to ask you about one more. I want to remind folks, we're speaking with Terry Ruskin. Your new book is called Images of America, Henderson County. You've got a book signing that's coming up on Saturday at the Historic Courthouse at 2 p.m. That's sponsored by the Heritage Museum. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Tell me about this preacher that we have here in the flatbed of a truck.
Well, in 1971, an arsonist burned a number of buildings in Henderson County, some schools, and the old Pleasant Hill Baptist Church that stands just at the end of Little River Road where it dumps into Crab Creek, Canoga. It was a beautiful old-timey wooden church, weatherboarded, and it burned to the ground. And Preacher Willis, until they built a new brick structure, which stands there today, Preacher Jim Dan Willis preached from the back of his pickup truck. And I have a picture of him at his pulpit in the bed of his truck on that site. So they were having al fresco services in those days. And that was pretty cool. That was, I got that from a lady who used to live here that is now retired over in Tarboro. So these pictures come from far and wide.
How about that? How about that? Again, the book is called Images of America, Henderson County. When you talk about Henderson County, how do you break it down in the book? I mean, how do you separate it out? How did you come about
that? I did it by zones. I did the north, I did the central, and I did the south. So, and then I have a section called Movers and Shapers about some of the leading people here. And they weren't just all attorneys and doctors and scientists and inventors. They were preachers, and they were mavericks, and they were civic leaders. The first black nurse in Henderson County, Alberta Jowers. And, you know, a lot of people that are sort of lost in the shadows. I wanted to give them some ink. You know, Mark, I used to have an advertising agency, and I used to do PR for a lot of folks. Well, now I'm doing PR for dead folks.
Yeah.
They deserve to be in print. We had some real terrific people here.
Yeah.
And I don't want them forgotten.
So what are some things we can expect from our book signing that you're going to have on Saturday? Will we hear some of these stories?
Oh, yes. I'm going to do one of my typical slideshows.
Uh-huh.
People enjoy those.
Yeah.
With all the special effects and whatnot. I'm going to try to keep it brief. And then that'll be followed by a reception in the community room.
Okay.
In the historic courthouse with book signings, and volunteers will serve refreshments.
And that's what I love about this, too, is the book itself is fantastic. But to be able to see your presentation and hear sort of behind the scenes about the book, and your book is, you've got a great dedication for your book as well.
I dedicated it to my colleagues at the Genealogical Historical Society and to the late, great Thurn Maben.
How about that? And you got a great picture of him in here as well. I love it. The book is called Images of America, Henderson County. You have a presentation coming up on Saturday at the Historic Courthouse. This is sponsored by the Heritage Museum. That starts at 2 o'clock, and then there'll be refreshments afterwards.
Yes, and book signings. And that's this Saturday, the 15th of September.
This coming Saturday, absolutely. Before the rain gets here, get out
yes,
there and get some good history.
Yes, goodness. Praise God.
Terry, thank you so much. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning. And
thank you
for your infatuation for the history of Henderson County, because we're all richer because of it.
Well, I love it.
And it's obvious. It's
Thank
obvious.
You.
Once again, Terry Ruskin, the new book, Images of America, Henderson County, the signing and presentation is Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 15th, at the Historic Courthouse at 2 p.m. And again, refreshments and book signings afterwards. Don't miss it.
Local Focus is brought to you by Crossnore School and Children's Home, where miracles happen every day. Crossnore.org. To have your organization featured on Local Focus, visit WTZQ.com and click Contact.